Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the DGDG.com studios, high atop the San Francisco skyline, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Well, welcome, welcome. It's great to have you here on a Monday afternoon. An awful lot to get into. A Final Four is set. We have some injuries that we can see to and through the first round of the playoffs for the Warriors officially now set, thanks to what I think we're calling a Black Friday here in the Bay Area. That was a day that came with ramifications that are going to be felt for a while on all sides of the Bay. Madison Bumgarner not pitching into the All-Star game at the least. Steph Curry nowhere to be found as far as the first round of the playoffs are concerned. And that is from his head coach. Maybe he's just trying to hedge all bets. They talked an awful lot about not being wavered by this, not being concerned, not having an ominous feeling in that locker room on Friday night. We will hear from the locker room that Friday night. We will hear from practice today. We will hear from Joe Lacob, who was good enough to join us in studio, not us, but the Afternoon Delight with Papa and Bonte. Joe Lacob was hanging out here for about an hour today, and it was really nice to see Joe. It was cool that he got to see our new studios. Not bad timing for three really nice Warrior jerseys.
Perfect timing.
To be hanging in the entrance. We rolled out the red carpet for Joe Lacob today. He was a fantastic guest for an hour on the air, and we will go over some of that sound with you today. We got an awful lot to get into. I'm going to tell you right now.
Dunce boy.
We got winners.
Dunce boy.
We got South Bay.
Dunce boy.
We got playoff hockey coming your way, and the Sharks are playing very good hockey. That is good news. More good news. Today's the day we are going to start qualifying finalists for the golden ticket.
That's good news.
It's the best news a Warriors fan has had in pretty much the entire month of March, don't you think, Joe Lacob?
March is a disaster. All these injuries.
It sure is. March has been a disaster. It's been that way for the Warriors. March has been really good if your name is Sister Jean and you're a 98-year-old nun who happens to pull and pray for Loyola. I cannot believe that Cinderella has been allowed to hang around this dance this long. It looks like she's going to try and make it to midnight. Cinderella. Look at her.
It's pretty cool.
An 11 seed is in the Final Four. Not since George Mason have we had a team doing this. I think it's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. There's news that the A's want to actually buy the Coliseum. We'll get into that little Mateer and Ross story for us to look around with today. We've got the fact that, you know, Kevin Durant has admitted as much that Steph Curry is the system, and right now the system is on the shelf with a grade 2 MCL sprain. What is that? We will get into all of that. I'll be playing a doctor on the radio for you today here on 95.7 The Game. We had Joe Fortenbaugh in on Friday. Really was a fun day. We wanted to have a really fun day. As a matter of fact, it was the day of the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. We were going to play talk show hosts all day. We were going to play game show hosts, Gianna. We were going to have so much fun. I mean,
all
around, all around, all around. We were going to have a ton of fun. We were enjoying ourselves. We had prizes to give away. We had fabulous prizes that people were bidding on left and right. And then all of a sudden, you look at the timeline of how the afternoon went, and when it was all said and done,
yeah,
things got bad quickly. 1:45 on Friday afternoon. Here's a little timeline of Black Friday for you. Madison Bumgarner gets hit with a liner off of his pitching hand as he begins the third inning, and he had to exit the game at 3:34 p.m. The Giants said that they wouldn't have an update on Bumgarner until the game was over. An ominous sign? Yeah. How about this? Our program director, Matt Nahagian, fantastic guy. We love working with Matt, so much so that whenever he pops in, we think it's a wonderful little pop-in. It is his rule, it is his policy, it is his style that he does not pop into the studio very often. He figures, anything I have to tell you, I will have told you before your show began, and anything that you need to know, I'll tell you when your show is over. Doesn't want to bother us while we're putting on a performance, which is a really cool way to go operate. Matt came in here to tell us that the Giants weren't making an announcement while the game was underway. And the fact that he came in here to tell us that meant... turned out he was right. At 4:09, the Giants announced that Madison Bumgarner had a fractured pitching hand. At 4:32, it was announced that Bumgarner had surgery, will have surgery. He had it on Saturday. Pins are already inserted in his fractured pinky knuckle. 4 to 6 weeks before he has those pins removed. Officially, he has a displaced fracture of his fifth metacarpal. Ooh, not tarsal. Carpal. Bad news.
Oh, right back at Bumgarner. And then he can't pick it up.
I think Bumgarner got most of that with his glove hand. I know one thing. That ball was on the screws, and he's feeling it. Now he's moving his left hand.
Is right. Thanks so much to NBC Sports for that sound. So the day ended with me, Joe, and Gianna spending the last hour and a half we had together breathlessly covering this story about Madison Bumgarner, which was officially bad news. Remember, we wanted to do this show. And the show quickly turned into... but we were not done. Because the Warriors would tip off a little bit later that evening, and at 9:10 p.m., JaVale McGee landed on Steph Curry's leg.
Down the lane, Muscala stops, reverse goes up, got fouled. His shot doesn't go in. And now Curry, McGee landed on Curry, and Curry's hurt. And you hear the crowd gasping as Curry limps around the floor down below us toward the right. Slaps hands with McGee, and it looks like his left knee.
Bad news. Bad news. Obviously, Steph was hurt. You could see it. He left the game limping in noticeable pain. At 9:28, the Warriors announced that it was a knee strain. It wasn't anything to do with his ankle, which everybody pretty much thought it was when we saw it. Head coach Steve Kerr.
I assumed it was his ankle when he came up hobbling, and then found out it was his knee, and we'll see what the MRI says tomorrow. There's not a whole lot we can do or predict. Kind of a strange, cruel twist of fate. You know, he rehabs his ankle for last couple of weeks, gets that strong, and then the knee goes. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
That was a crucial injury, obviously. I mean, what can you say? Bad news all around. I'm just happy for Zaza Pachulia's sake that it wasn't him, because, boy, would he really have been called dirty if he's out there trying to hurt Steph, too. By the time it was 9:45, we realized that it was an MCL injury and that an MRI would be needed on Saturday. We breathlessly waited for the results of that MRI, and it turns out a grade 2 MCL sprain. Now, that includes a small tear, and this means that Curry will typically take 4 to 6 weeks to recover from this. That will pretty much take you to and through the first round of the NBA playoffs, and that is something that today Joe Lacob was talking about on the Afternoon Delight, and we'll have much more on all of that. But a very, very rough Friday on a day we just planned to have an awful lot of fun. It turned out to be Now we got a chance for you to be a winner again, though. Time for our 12K per day national cash contest. Your chance to turn around and win $1,000 just by texting the code word BATH, B-A-T-H, to 72881. Text BATH to 72881 for a chance to win $1,000. Message and data rates apply. We've got an awful lot for you today. Again, more from Joe Lacob, since he was good enough to come in studio and answer a whole bunch of questions from Bonte and Papa for an hour. We'll have some of that for you. Tim Roy joins me at 4 o'clock today. Tim Bontemps is going to join me at 6 o'clock. And what do you know? The Battle of the Bay preseason version is officially still underway. We will get to a little A's baseball around 6:30 tonight. So we'll get out of here a little earlier than usual, Gianna. But we basically got you for a full show today. We're looking forward to that. And we also have to talk about the Jazz beating the Warriors, who are officially limping. There's no other way to say it. You'd be fooling and lying to yourself if you didn't say it. The Warriors will be limping into the playoffs, but I still like a limping Warrior team more than I like a lot of healthy teams in the NBA. But when it gets to the best of the best of the best, obviously you're going to want the Warriors at their best or Beth, whichever you want to go with. We've got a story that says and proves the NCAA just can't get out of its own way. We're going to have that for you today. A ton of your calls are welcome as well. 888-957-9570. Welcome to a Monday edition here on the Damon Bruce Show.
Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Adam Schefter just broke the story. It's officially a big one for the Los Angeles Rams, who have just signed former Dolphins defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. 1 year, $14 million. He took less to go to the Rams. And I'm just going to tell you right now, if you are attacking the Los Angeles Rams, you're going to attack their linebackers, because they've got a stout secondary. And right now their defensive line features what, Aaron Donald, Ndamukong Suh, and Michael Brockers. Wow. The Los Angeles Rams just got a lot more intimidating defensively. They've already got the NFL Defensive Player of the Year in Aaron Donald. You put him next to Ndamukong Suh. Whoa. Protecting Jimmy Garoppolo just got a lot more difficult for the San Francisco 49ers. That is an officially big deal. Something that Jimmy might want to pay close attention to.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
Yeah, you tell everyone in the gang to be looking out for the Los Angeles Rams.
I want to bubble wrap Jimmy G for a while. Just with all our stars going down lately, I feel like we need to proceed with caution.
Seriously. I don't want anyone to even breathe on this guy until it's football season. But that is something else. And Ndamukong Suh is now teammates with Aaron Donald. And that is one hell of an up front for the Los Angeles Rams defense. Wow. Wade Phillips has just got to be smiling ear to ear. Rams defensive coordinator. That's really something else. Wow. The other NFL drama that's going on in the world of sports today revolves around Odell Beckham and the New York Giants. There are still a lot of questions about when he is going to sign a contract. Is he going to get an extension done? I guess Giants ownership basically came out and said, look, we're so sick and tired of hearing about this guy. We don't want to hear about it anymore. Like, we will take care of this business when we want to, not when the media wants us to, not when the player wants us to the point where here it is. It comes to this. Are the Giants about to trade Odell Beckham? The answer is officially now maybe. So if that's the answer, what's the next question? Well, we'll turn it into a Bay Area question. If you're the 49ers, would you trade the number 9 pick in this draft and commit huge dollars to Odell Beckham Jr.? I think the answer to that question is hell yeah. He is the most electrifying player on any NFL team who isn't a quarterback, and he is a true number one on any team in the NFL if he would join any team in the NFL except what? Maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers, who say, you know, we think we got a real number one overall receiver ourselves. That is really something else. Now, I guess the Texans, the Steelers, who else can make an argument that, no, we have a true number one receiver here. We don't need another. Don't tell me it's Stephon Diggs of the Vikings. Atlanta with Julio Jones, maybe that would be it. Very interesting. Giants officially got to put him on the block first, but if that guy gets to the block, it's going to be because he talked himself there. Before you get into the whole, well, if he's going to be a distraction there, he might be a big distraction here. I don't think so. That's not how the Bay Area media market works. We don't invent stories to sabotage negotiations. Well, that sometimes was done by the 49ers themselves. But hopefully those days are over and done with. Very, very interesting. So NFL news on a day where I didn't think we would have much. We'd be talking an awful lot about just what the Giants are doing to open this year without Madison Bumgarner and obviously Steph Curry, who has left every Warriors fan holding their breath a little bit over this injury. Trying to take the positive approach Steph Curry said about his injury.
As guys start to slowly come back and our team starts to, you know, get back to full strength, we can use this to our advantage, I think, and kind of galvanize the team and really focus in on what it's going to take to win another championship.
All right. Okay, if that's what you're selling, I guess we're desperate to buy something that sounds like positive news. It's going to galvanize the team, Gianna. Steph Curry, ankle injury, didn't exactly galvanize the team, but this knee injury is going to galvanize the team. Okay. All I can tell you is that the Warriors were out there, were without their four All-Stars for an entire game for the very first time against the Jazz over the weekend. The Jazz were playing for their playoff lives, and Utah won 110-91. All anybody could focus on was the fact that Steve Kerr, before the game, said that it didn't look like Steph Curry was going to be joining this team by the time the first round of the playoffs is over. This isn't what anybody wanted to hear, but the truth is, the Warriors can probably still very much win an opening round without Steph Curry, as long as, you know, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson are going to be back in the mix and come playoff time. All of those three should be back in the mix, but no Curry. Here's what Joe Lacob had to say about Curry's injury today on the Afternoon Delight.
I wouldn't expect him in the first round of the playoffs. He may be ready. He's certainly saying he thinks he can be ready. Who knows? The doctors are saying, hey, we're going to look at it in 3 weeks. That's really all we can do. But unfortunately, the season ends in 3 weeks. And if they say he's okay, does that mean he's in a few days okay, or a few weeks okay, or 2 weeks okay? Or how much assurance do you want? So I don't think we know the answers. Nobody really knows on these things exactly, day for day, you know, weeks in advance, how someone's going to recover. So I think the general feeling is hopeful that he could be back sometime in the first round. But, you know, Steve says not to the end of the first round. We'll see who's right. We don't know.
So if you don't know if you're going to have Curry for the first round, do you still think you can beat a first-round opponent, no matter who it might be?
These are relatively minor injuries pretty much across the board. Even Steph's not great, but not the end of the world. He's coming back during the playoffs, and I think we're good enough to win a first round without him, to be honest. So, honestly, I'm very confident.
I would agree with you there, and I guess if you really want to try and make some lemonade out of the lemons of all this, and that is Quinn Cook is coming on, and Andre Iguodala is playing some pretty good basketball here, and that is going to be a help to this team going forward. By the way, in the worst-kept NBA secret there is absolutely no doubt in my mind. Like, I guarantee it. You're going to look good, and I guarantee it, Quinn Cook, on this playoff roster. He is 100% going to be on this playoff roster. This Steph Curry injury now all but guarantees that, and it looks like Omri Caspi really might be the odd man out. But I'll tell you this, the Warriors, how delicate is that balance between you could be champions, you're out of the playoffs? Nobody else can be hurt right now. Between now and the end of the year, no new injuries.
No, none. I'm kind of feeling that. I know it's like, don't hit the panic button, but I'm getting close.
Yeah.
I'm definitely feeling it.
You're going to want to know where it is in the room should you have to hit that panic button. We're not asking if it's time to hit it, but we are asking where the button is should we need it.
Definitely.
I mean, that's just honest. How can you look at the Warriors' body of work this year look at their current situation right now and be like, oh, yeah, I see nothing but green lights at all the intersections. No problem. Pedal to the metal.
Seriously.
It's just not going to be that simple this year.
Come on.
And I think that they can still put it together. They've got the experience. They've got the talent. They've got the know-how. They've got the coaching. They've been through this before. But the degree of difficulty, it looks like they're dialing up their own degree of difficulty by the injury, by the game, by the moment. They're getting further away from being a complete team than they are getting closer to being a complete team as the playoffs begin. So this is something that obviously we got to keep our eye on, and we'll talk to you about it. 888-957-9570. This is Charles calling from American Canyon. How you doing, Charles?
Oh, I'm doing great, guys. Just driving back from Tahoe. Thanks for having me on.
Got it.
Hey, so I'm calling in because I've had those second grade sprains on the MCL. I've had it twice in my life. When I was 20, now I'm 35. I just had one in January, believe it or not. So it was kind of interesting to me, and I wanted to chime in on what it feels like in case people think, oh, you know, it looks like he's good to come back. And, you know, and I'm not a professional athlete. I'm a very athletic person. I played actually a little college ball myself, still very active. I don't have professional care like Curry's going to have, and I'm not a professional athlete. So we're not exactly comparing out.
Charles, don't sell yourself short. You're a true specimen, and we all know it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So here's the thing about these sprains is you can have a multiple micro tears. And when it first happened, it just happened to me in January when I was snowboarding at the top of the mountain. I still rode all the way down, and I wasn't sure if I was hurt or not. It's a really weird feeling. And so you're like, oh, yeah, you know, I think I've just kind of tweaked something. It's not a big deal. And then what really is going on is that, you know, this tendon, it's got these little micro tears, but it's not fully torn all the way through, which makes it the grade 3. When it's fully torn, you need surgery. So you're like, you don't need surgery, but here's the deal. Like, you can actually run. You know, it's the most trippiest injury you'll ever have.
When right. You know, and you've heard, you know, and I know this is an MCL sprain, but you look at ACL, and a lot of those tears, you can still run fast as hell in a straight line, but it's the stopping, it's the starting, it's putting the brakes on, being able to cut on a dime when your knee is rocking to its left and right, not just back and forth. That's where you really need your MCL, your ACL, your PCL to hold the whole thing together and make sure it doesn't, you know, just come apart at the seams. The good news, I guess, is this is not Curry's first knee injury. He's injured his knee in the playoffs before. He missed the rest of that Houston series before, and he came back to dominate the Blazers en route to a series win there. He didn't quite look like himself the rest of the playoffs. His explosiveness absolutely cost him a step, and that was noticed and was a difference maker when the Warriors tried to go forward in the playoffs that year. He's got a grade 2 sprain. Yes, there are tears in a grade 2 sprain. A 4 to 6 week timetable to return with at least 3 weeks here of regular season remaining and a first round entry into the playoffs. Look, when it comes to, so why do you have Kevin Durant here?
That's why.
Why is Kevin Durant on this team? You didn't need Kevin Durant. It felt like overkill. It felt like you were without a doubt stacking the deck. Well, this is why you stack the deck. It's not just enough to have the most money sitting at the table. You got to have the right cards. Sometimes you don't get dealt the right cards. This is a huge moment for Kevin Durant. We've seen him carry this team through a Curry-less moment before, and he did it phenomenally. He's going to have to do it again. We saw this team win playoff games without Steph. Good. They need to do it again. If you want just a little bit more drama than you're used to in your NBA playoffs, you have come to the right store. Also, some NBA news today. Markelle Fultz is available to play tonight for the Philadelphia 76ers. You're saying, who the hell's Markelle Fultz? don't forget, he was the number one pick in the draft. He's been a disaster. He's shooting 16% outside of 3 feet and out. Apparently, his shoulder is back to being, not ridiculously bad. So he's going to be back on the court tonight. We will take a close look at that when it happens. 888-957-9570 is the number. While all of this panic is underway, we do have a little something that we like to call a 7-game winning streak for the San Jose Sharks.
That's fine.
Rob in San Jose is excited about that, aren't you, Rob?
Indeed I am, Damon. I was at the game on Saturday, and this Sharks team is kind of going under the radar in the NHL. Your veterans are now Pavelski, Vlasic, and some of those guys, Couture, and you have this younger group of Timo Meier, Kevin LeBlanc, Melker Carlson, who are just being good players, fitting in their role within their line, and getting Kane on that first line. You can tell that there's something kind of happening here with the Sharks. You have Martin Jones in net, who can keep them in any game, and I think they're going to be a tough out in the playoffs. And in the words of Lorenzo Neal, is this year the Sharks win the cup?
Thank you very much. We'll give that one big fat.
That's fine.
And we'll thank you for giving us a call.
And they play tonight, Blackhawks.
They do play the Chicago Blackhawks tonight. What are they just, they are, 6 points behind with 7 left to play, I believe. The Las Vegas Golden Knights, they're right there. I can tell you this. Look at the last good handful of NHL postseasons. The best team is not necessarily the team that wins, but the hot team in the playoffs, the team that was pointed in the right direction right before it all started, has done very, very well lately. That'd be good to see the Sharks do a little bit of something. It was really exciting when they reached the Stanley Cup Finals a couple years ago. Let's see if they can do it again. First, you got to get there. You got to knock on the door, and you got to be denied before you're officially let in. Sure, the Warriors, they blew up that model right in front of our own eyes, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We are monitoring Sharks hockey at this point in time of the year. I can promise you that.
That's fine.
I hope you're happy. Warriors slowly but surely getting healthy. Are we definitely using the word surely? Surely you can't be serious. I really hope you're right. I really hope you're right. You know, Draymond Green, he was supposed to be in that game against Utah, but came down with flu-like symptoms. I almost said fuel-like symptoms. He had flu-like symptoms, so they kept him out of the arena. Didn't even bother to bring him in. Just said, stay home. Stay home, relax, put on the breathe right strip. That's good. I'm still confident the Warriors are going to pick themselves up at some point here, right? When everybody gets healthy, even if Steph Curry isn't 100%, they've got more to beat than everyone else, don't they? Don't they? Well, you better hope so. They're hoping so. I'll tell you right now, the Houston Rockets couldn't give a damn about the Warriors' problems. They are sitting back and probably laughing about the Warriors' problems. But there is a very, very real proposition that we keep forgetting. There's no guarantee that the Houston Rockets will be there waiting for the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. There's no guarantee that the Warriors are planning on meeting anybody in the Western Conference Finals if things don't get a lot better and a lot focused real quickly with really no advanced run-up or practice or harbinger of everything's about to be okay. The Warriors are going to have to simply snap their fingers and everything's going to have to be okay.
And hope that they stay healthy.
That's how good they have to be. Can you really, truly flip that switch? Can you really sleepwalk through an entire year, have every important player on your team injured right before the playoffs begin, and still it ain't no thing? That's what you're selling us. That's what you're telling us. That's what we're hoping for. That's what Warrior fans have to believe in. And if you don't, you gotta officially be worried. I wouldn't begrudge a single Warrior fan right now for being officially worried. This is official worry time. It's not panic time, but it's time to worry. It's certainly not time to beat your chest, declare yourself King Kong before the dance even starts and say, come and get it. And that's what fans got used to around here. That whole, like, rip your shirt off and just, you know, asking the entire bar to fight you. Like, that's who the Warriors have been. Taking on all comers. Any condition. No holds barred. Foreign objects apply. Bring it. You're going to need help to beat us. Now it feels like the Warriors have done an awful lot of help to beat themselves. Let's see what's going to happen. Penske Auto Sales text line says, Damon, do you think that other than Curry, they're just faking these injuries to get extra rest? I think they're taking advantage of the extra rest these injuries are going to buy them. I don't want to say faking, maybe exaggerating in an instance or two. Remember, some of these guys got to get healthy, so you can start resting a few of these guys that you would be resting right now if everyone were healthy, like Iguodala, like David West, like Livingston. These are guys you don't want them burning both ends of the wick right before the playoffs start.
But you'd also like to see them all get back in that rhythm before the playoffs start.
I think we got to just agree that that's not going to be an option.
It doesn't seem like it.
This whole you get practice dances together? No. You go straight to prom. You better know the cha-cha before you get there.
Which makes me a little bit beyond just the nervous state. I'm almost at the panic state.
But they've been to prom before. As a matter of fact, they've been crowned prom king, and they took home the hottest chick, and she made them breakfast the next morning. Like, they have done this before. They really have done this before, but they haven't done it this year. And everyone's been cool with it under the guise of, well, the dance really doesn't begin until the playoffs are here, so if you don't want to come out in your tuxedo best, that's cool, because we know that when it starts, you're going to be dressed to the nines and ready to go. I don't know if they're going to be dressed to the nines, ready to go, like, oh, we've been taking dance lessons, we're set. I hope they are. I don't know how they're going to ever sell a regular season to a fan ever again. It really doesn't matter what happens at all in the regular season. Everything can go wrong for an 82-game schedule, and then everyone can get hurt with about 15 games left to play, and we still kick everybody's ass in our NBA champions. Like, if that happens, it's good and it's bad all at the same time. Like, there's a point here where they need to struggle just to show us where, you know, some of this matters. Some of the actual regular season matters just a little. Good news is that Quinn Cook, like I said, went from, I don't know if he belongs out there, to, hey, he totally belongs out there real quick. He went from no confidence, can't hit a shot, to he's got confidence, he's hitting all kinds of shots. Andre Iguodala, knocking down all kinds of shots. That's good news. But no news really matters when you've got this much talent sitting out of a game because it's banged up and injured. We will see this. We will see this. Hey, D. Bruce, no girl makes breakfast after the prom. You go to Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
Wow, what a date you are. Maybe no girl makes you breakfast after the prom.
I didn't make anybody breakfast after the prom.
My eggs were over easy. Yeah.
You do go to breakfast, but hopefully not Jack in the Box. I mean, no offense to Jack in the Box, but, you know, it is prom.
Exactly. We can go a step above that, right?
Just for one night. I mean, I like the tacos.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to wrap this up at the O'Connell Lodge.
No.
Not if you're classy anyways. By the way, it's a saying that I do not like. It is a moniker that I've never applied to the Golden State Warriors, but I know that someone has called this collection of talent the Hampton Five.
Mm-hmm.
The Hampton Five. Great line out of Tim Roy introducing the game against the Jazz. He called it the Hampton Inn Five. The Hamptons Inn Five.
That's pretty good.
All the value you can shake out of a bench. Hampton Inn's Five. That's very, very good, Tim Roy.
Clever.
Genius. 888-957-9570. More on this coming up, I can promise you that. And much more on the NCAA once again proving itself out of touch and out of context when it comes to what a sport and what a student athlete really want and need. Latest from the You've Got to Be Kidding Me NCAA file coming up here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Look, when it comes to crowning a Super Bowl champion, normally you go out and you play a game, the best team wins, but in a one-game, anything-can-happen scenario, you never know what could really happen, so it feels like even if you have, without a doubt, the best team in a Super Bowl, to say that you got more than a coin's flip chance is a little bit of a wishful thinking mentality. I don't think that there's a single sport, Gianna, where the stars need to align more than in baseball. In baseball, all the stars, all the gods need to have been appeased. Everything has to happen. Little intricate moments need to come together to crown yourselves a World Series champion. Like, the stars really do need to align. For the NBA, normally, talent wins out. Massive upsets, an 8 taking out a 1, a team coming out of nowhere to get to the conference finals. That usually doesn't happen. You can count against it happening and be very accurate about it pretty much all the time. Let's say this about the Warriors. When all hands are on deck and healthy, they have the most talent in the room, and normally that's enough to carry the equation to the point where there's no reason to be worried. Talent outweighs, ooh, all the stars are aligning. You could say the stars are really aligned for the Houston Rockets. Their system's intact. They're running it perfectly. Everybody's healthy. They negotiated that schedule of death. They're playing with gobs of confidence. Their stars together are essentially unbeaten when they're all together. Like, the stars are absolutely aligning for Houston. If you can admit that, you'd have to admit that to this point, and it looks like now moving the finish line, you know, it's always the finish line of when the Warriors were going to be good was always at the end of the regular season. And now we have to move that back again. It's going to be after the first round. That's when Steph's going to really rejoin this team. No one could argue. You can argue that when healthy, the Warriors have the most talent. No one could argue the stars are aligning for the Golden State Warriors. So I've got a guy here on the Penske Auto Sales text line just saying, hey, Damon, are you a little worried about the Warriors this year? To the point where the stars are not even close to being aligned? Yes. Yes. Luckily for them, they do play in the sport and in the tournament where enough talent is usually the tiebreaker in all scenarios, and it carries the day. But the stars are not even close to looking like they might be aligned for the Warriors. It's not even, it's, you can't fit all the stars that they have to align inside of one constellation yet. There's a lot of star alignment that needs to happen. So from that, we go to this. Indulge me for just a moment, because I'm going to talk about college hockey and college swimming. And if you'll stay with me, I'm going to bring it back to how ridiculous the NCAA is when it comes to doing right by a sport played by a majority of minorities. A majority of minorities? It sounds like counterintuitive. But I'll say this. If you're playing hockey, chances are you're white. If you're playing college basketball or college football, chances are you're black or minority. It's not an absolute truth, but that's just the majority of the ponds we're swimming in. Local story, and certainly local girl made good, Katie Ledecky is turning professional. Who is Katie Ledecky? Well, if you've been under a rock, Katie Ledecky is one of the greatest and most decorated American swimmers out there. She is a 5-time gold medalist, a 14-time world champion, and she's the most marketable swimmer in America, not named Michael Phelps. By the way, this is a story on yahoosports.com. She is about to turn professional. As a matter of fact, she made that decision today. And in doing so, she's going to be allowed to tap into the considerable endorsement and sponsorship opportunities as we build up to the 2020 Olympics. It could mean millions of dollars to her. You'd be crazy to not capitalize on a millions of dollars opportunity. But it was a struggle for her to reach this decision. She didn't necessarily want to. She is a 21-year-old, just completed her sophomore season at Stanford, where she won two individual college titles, one relay title, and she helped the Cardinal to consecutive team championships. She plans to remain enrolled at the university. She will continue to be a student athlete, and at Stanford, the student part of the student athlete equation is true. She will continue to train with her old teammates and her coaches at the Avery Aquatic Center. She wants to continue to be a student athlete and to compete, but she also can't pass up all that money, which begs the very simple question, why does she have to choose? Why does she have to choose between the two? Ledecky isn't giving up on college athletics as much as college athletics are giving up on her. In any sport, let alone one desperate for a star power and a draw for fans and media, you'd think they'd want to have a, like, white-knuckle grip around the attraction more than they'd want a white-knuckle grip around the concept and word and illusion of amateurism. Like, is it really bad if Katie Ledecky is such a standout performer that she gets an endorsement deal with Speedo? Is anyone else going to be like, I'm not going to swim another lap in the pool unless I get an endorsement deal too? What's the difference between me and her? Well, she's a five-time Olympic champion. That's the difference. She's got 14 world records. How many world records and Olympic medals do you have, swimmer X, Y, and Z in the pool? It's crazy. Why would anyone want to kick Katie Ledecky out of their organization? You got to be crazy, NCAA. And then it gets into the whole concept of amateurism, where amateurism began, and we'll get into that a little bit later on in the show, because now I want to pivot to another story about how when we stop, think, apply a little logic and the concept of fair to the equation works out a lot better for some of these student athletes. This is from a couple weeks ago. Ryan Donato had just finished up his Harvard hockey career. Their season ended in an overtime loss. That happened on a Friday, and by Monday, he was skating his very first professional shift for the Boston Bruins. In less than 72 hours, he went from, I'm a college hockey player, to I'm a professional hockey player. Now, how did that happen? Well, the Bruins drafted this kid, Donato, back in 2014. But unlike basketball and the NFL, which as soon as you're drafted means your amateur status is revoked and you can't skate again, you can still continue to play college hockey. The same way that you can get drafted by a team and still continue to play college baseball. This is not uncommon. It's a system and it works. It sounds bizarre when it's viewed in the context of basketball. Like, imagine DeAndre Ayton getting drafted in 2017, but being allowed to play a year at Arizona anyways. And now that the Wildcats get bounced from the tournament, he immediately joins the team that drafted him late in the season to start developing him. Like, why wouldn't that be allowed? Why shouldn't that be allowed? It certainly works for these kids playing hockey. It looks like the kids who are playing in the NBA and in the NHL or in the NFL, they don't have this opportunity. And it's ridiculous. Like, the NBA is renewing its procedures, says this story, including the elimination of the one-and-done rule for draft eligibility. The problem is age-old. This is a sport that far too often eats its young talent. There are different rules for different sports, though. Not merely in how the NCAA and the NHL do it, but even how the NCAA does it. Not every student-athlete is treated the same. Donato was drafted by Boston in June of 2014 when he was 18, and after a year of prep school and another year in junior hockey, he enrolled at Harvard, where he played for his father. The Bruins retained Donato's rights all along. Meanwhile, NCAA rules allowed drafted hockey players to maintain their college eligibility as long as they haven't signed a contract, which he didn't. Additionally, hockey players are allowed to retain a sport agent to negotiate with a professional team as long as they don't receive any of the benefits from the agent, other than valuable career advice and potential contract negotiations. Imagine if this were available to college basketball and football players. The entire system would be radically different and certainly more fair to the kid. The NCAA comes in and screws up everything.
Yeah.
Like all the time. It really does. Donato got to enjoy a system that was open, upfront, and honest. If you are a kid playing college basketball or college football, you get the opposite of that. You get a system that is built to pounce on and destroy you should you have taken the bad advice, the wrong advice, made the wrong choice. You get pilloried for making a leap of faith, where in other sports, there's no penalty at all. As a matter of fact, it's very standard. It's time to do something different. This piece in Yahoo wraps up, says, this isn't some theory that needs to be tested. This has been in practice for years. The NHL isn't as big of a business as the NBA and the NFL, but it's still big business. Donato is about one of 190 NHL draft picks who are playing college hockey this winter. That number includes 10 first-round picks. It's working fine.
And they're doing right by those kids.
There are minimal problems.
Right.
There is zero scandal being attached. And it's time, officially, for other sports to do this. So you don't have to take a true bona fide student athlete like Katie Ledecky and throw her out of your damn university pool so you can pretend that she's not a global brand to be capitalized on in the capitalist society?
Like, wouldn't you want that? Like, you would want her to stay there and swim for Stanford.
Let me ask you a quick question. Name a single swimmer at Cal. Name a single swimmer at another school in America. Name a single person, man or woman, in the pool right now. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Katie Ledecky's got to go?
Yeah. Seems backwards.
It is so stupid. It is so stupid. From the PenskeAutoSales.com text line, says, Damon, this country doesn't care about kids. All it cares about is old, rich, white guys getting more money. I'm not going to argue with you. You're painting with a really big, broad brush, but I absolutely look at this and have to nod my head. Someone says, Damon, does race have anything to do with this? How about this? It would be naive to say race had nothing to do with it.
Not when you look at the differences of baseball and hockey versus the NFL and NBA. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
It's crazy. We'll have much more on this as we roll along through this afternoon. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ and HD1 San Francisco.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.